Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 16th, 2026, and the metrics coming off the chain today suggest a highly concentrated and somewhat volatile 24-hour period. Trinity, we have two major data anomalies that demand immediate attention: a sharp inversion of the privacy flow and an explosive spike in network fee metrics.
It looks like Zcash had a day of major shifts, Neo. Usually we look for stability in those core metrics. Let's start with privacy, which is always central to our analysis. Yesterday, we saw a modest net positive flow. What's the picture today?
The picture is distinctly negative. We saw 1,141 ZEC move into the shielded pool, which is a reduction from the previous day's shielding activity. But the critical number is the de-shielding. 2,706 ZEC moved back to the transparent layer. This results in a substantial net privacy outflow of approximately 1,565 ZEC. This is a dramatic reversal from yesterday's positive flow of 329 ZEC.
A 1,500 ZEC net outflow suggests significant capital repositioning. Are we looking at users preparing to sell, or is this mass consolidation?
It strongly suggests the latter, or preparation for a central exchange deposit. We also need to contextualize the concentration. While the overall transaction count remained fairly consistent, 3.67% of transactions were shielded, only slightly up, the median absolute shielded value dropped significantly, from about 5 ZEC yesterday to 2.5 ZEC today. This tells me that while the bulk of individual shielded activity was smaller, that massive net outflow was likely driven by one or two very large de-shielding events, possibly the movement of a single whale portfolio.
Understood. Fewer people are shielding smaller amounts, but one or two large actors made a major withdrawal from the shielded mechanism. Let's pivot to network throughput, which seems to reflect this large-scale movement. Total ZEC transferred is up to 905,000 ZEC, translating to over 375 million USD, an increase in raw volume. But what about the health indicators?
The health indicators show extreme polarization, Trinity. The median transaction fee remains incredibly healthy and stable at $0.0414. This confirms that the typical Zcash user is experiencing minimal operational costs. However, the average transaction fee has rocketed up to $1,720. This gap is the clearest possible signal of an anomaly.
That $1,700 delta between the average and the median can only be explained by what you mentioned earlier, highly concentrated high fee activity. Looking at the extremes, what did the maximum fee hit today?
The maximum fee recorded today was a staggering $2,486,009. We saw a similar, though slightly smaller, extreme fee yesterday, around $1.9 million. These recurring multi-million dollar fees are highly unusual, and we must assume they are either extreme fat finger errors, a user mistakenly paying a massive fee for a large transaction, or they represent highly specialized, time-sensitive, and likely off-market transfers where immediate priority confirmation was deemed critical regardless of cost.
If we look at the transaction category counts, particularly the whale activity, does it align with this high concentration of fees and volume?
It provides further context, but the numbers are counterintuitive on the surface. We actually saw a decrease in tracked whale transactions, down to 639 today from 770 yesterday. Active addresses also dropped from 5,654 down to 5,096. This configuration is telling. Fewer unique users and fewer discrete whale movements, but higher total volume transferred and an astronomical increase in the average fee.
So the interpretation must be that while there were fewer large transfers, the ones that did occur were exceptionally large in value, likely drove the overall volume increase, and critically, one or more of these high-value transfers carried an erroneously large seven-figure fee. This fee structure is not sustainable or typical for network health, but it's localized to an error or a specific high-priority event.
Exactly. When we connect the dots, we see parallel concentration, a large net outflow from the privacy pool, and the majority of the network's fee structure being distorted by what appears to be a single massive outlier fee event tied to a high-value transfer. The core network remains robust, anchored by that low median fee and stable TPS, but external factors, likely whale missteps or specialized settlement demands, are creating significant short-term noise in the financial metrics.
It emphasizes the need for analysts to look beyond simple averages and focus on medians and maximums to truly gauge underlying network performance. Neo, any final thoughts on the implications of the 1,500 ZEC outflow?
The outflow is a short-term liquidity event. We need to monitor tomorrow's metrics closely to see if this trend persists or if this was simply a one-off portfolio rebalancing. If deshielding continues to vastly outpace shielding, it suggests sustained pressure on transparent market liquidity, which could have downstream effects on price discovery, though that is outside the scope of today's technical metrics review. For now, the Zcash network demonstrated reliable throughput despite the fee anomalies.
An insightful analysis of a complex 24 hours. Neo, thank you for breaking down these critical anomalies for us.
My pleasure, Trinity. We'll be back tomorrow with the next set of metrics.